The commander of foreign forces in Afghanistan says the gains made during 12 years of war are not sustainable. U.S. General Joseph Dunford has warned the international community not to abandon the war-torn country after troops leave in 2014. Dunford has called on donor nations to invest and support the country more. Over 3,300 foreign forces have been killed since the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. The more than a decade-long war is also extremely unpopular among Afghans. A large number of civilians, including women and children, have been killed during nighttime raids by foreign forces and drone strikes. To discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Mr. Ralph Shodman, who is a political analyst, who is joining us now via Skype from Berkeley. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, this is a bit of an embarrassing admission by the United States, isn't it?
Look, it doesn't even begin to describe the reality. Harvard University study estimated that as much as $6 trillion have been expended in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and those are not even the complete figures. These figures are but a little beginning of the understanding of what has been done to this country. The International Rescue Committee calculated that there are nearly 3 million refugees. There are 1 million internal refugees. 3 million Afghans face massive food shortages and job losses. The country has been devastated. The number of internally displaced persons, the number of destruction of homes and breadwinners, the complete devastation of the internal economic life of the country has completely destroyed the society. And it is only the little beginning, because I want to emphasize that what we're talking about is the invasion of Afghanistan that begins after 9/11 and intensified thereafter. But it begins in 1978. It begins with the accession of the Marxist government, which was then the target of the United States CIA intervention, and the devastation of Afghanistan in the course of this continuing war. We're talking about 35 years of continuing war in Afghanistan. So the actual human cost of the destruction of the society is ongoing, and there are no limits to it. It encompasses Iraq, it encompasses Afghanistan, it encompasses the region, it's targeted in Syria, and it's intended to be extended to Iran. This is an imperial undertaking that is devastating whole nations and entire populations. Afghanistan is a destroyed society in the wake of this savage invasion, occupation, and continued bombardment and destruction of the population.
But Mr. Shodman, even this destroyed society, as you describe it, has posed quite a serious challenge for the United States, hasn't it?
Well, the challenge consists in the fact that the objective of the exercise was to create a challenged pipeline from Central Asian oil, for which they had sought something like $5 trillion of short-term profit. And they needed to pacify the population and to prevent its obstruction and resistance to the occupation of their country. That is essentially what the project of imperialism outlined. The great game, as described by Zbigniew Brzezinski, which was intended to draw the Soviet Union into this, is what he called the bear trap, was at the cost of destroying Afghan society. But the resistance of the population, in spite of the enormous devastation, is continuous and ongoing and will never end.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Ralph Shodman speaking to us live from Berkeley.